All right, we are now joined in the media center with our Top Fuel winner today, Steve Torrance. On his way to victory today, he had a first-round bye against Lex June. He then beat Clay Milliken in the second round. He then defeated rookie newcomer Justin Ashley in the semifinals, and finally a final-round matchup against Doug Coletta. Steve, you said at the top end that Doug's unlike anybody else, and Doug wins all the time. And what's it like to beat two race Doug Coletta here in ZMAX?
Not even at ZMAX, but just in general, to race Doug Coletta, that guy is, I mean, he's a legend. He's the probably the winningest driver to never win a championship, and you know, I have a whole lot of respect. I look up to him as a driver. He's always there. He's always consistent, whether his car's running good, whether it's running bad or whatever. Doug is always there driving consistently, and so when you go up against that guy, and then to have the backlog of what led us to that point, coming in behind him in the points, making up some points in qualifying, and then coming all the way down to the final round, number one and two in the points. I mean, it's easy to look over to your left or look over to your right and say, that's Doug Coletta, the guy that's been out here for 25 years and just such a good driver. So it was cool. And a few years ago, I'd have probably went up there and choked. You know, I'd have went up there and let that really affect me and get into my head. But with the success that we've had, you build confidence in yourself. You trust in the team and in the good Lord, and just go do the best you can. And I knew that we had a car that could run with him. And if I did my job, we could be right there with him on the tree. And so you just got to kind of block out who that guy is, whether it's Doug Coletta, whether it's Tony Schumacher or Antoine Brown or whoever. I mean, you can't let what or who is in the other lane influence you, and that was what I was able to do today, because you got one of the best ever right there beside you.
You told us on Saturday night that you weren't looking close at points. Are you looking at points right now?
It's a peripheral view. You have to keep up. You know what you have to do, and you need to go rounds. You need to win races. And I think just like what Robert just said, we went to the final at St. Louis. We lost first round in Reading. We went to the final at St. Louis. We went to the final here, and we're able to pull off a win. I think we need to win two more races to be, you know, pretty solid and having an opportunity to win this championship again. And I think that the points and a half deal at Pomona definitely is a cog in the wheel. You know, I mean, it's gonna make you, everybody go there with a little bit of anxiety. So we'll just do the best that we can do. I'm looking forward to going to Dallas next weekend. That's home. I'm gonna hide out from all the people that I know and just let them enjoy the good time at the races. But it's a good time right now to have the momentum going back to back. Runner up at St. Louis, win here. We need to try to go there and carry this momentum and see if we can be successful.
Alan and Reinhardt mentioned that you haven't lost here since 2017. What is it about ZMAX that makes you so powerful here?
If we could figure that out, we would try to bottle it up and keep it for the countdown. I just like this racetrack, and I think that before here, Englishtown was where I was the most successful, so it was sad to see that one go, but I'm glad we get to come here, and we get to come here twice a year. So I don't know what it is. I think that just some places, the crew chiefs and the guys, they have a real good handle on the tune-up, and this just seems to be one of them. And fortunately, it is one of the countdown races, so it kind of plays into our wheelhouse. And I'm happy. I'm fortunate and glad that it is here.
Questions?
Yes, sir. I can hear. Okay.
Kinda.
Steve, congrats on your win. I know you just touched on the fact that, you know, it's cool for you to have four in a row here, but what does that mean to you? I mean, you mentioned how competitive this series is from top to bottom. So to win four in a row at a track like this, how special is that for you?
You know, it's one of those things that you definitely take pride in being able to do. But if you hang up on looking at that and just thinking, oh man, we did this, it's pretty neat, I think that you can lose focus. You know, I mean, we were able to go 6-0 in the countdown last year, but you have to approach every race like you've never won one. And so you can't let your mental focus get distracted by your success, because you're only as good as the last run you made. So at the end of my career, we may be able to look back and say, man, we won a lot at Charlotte, and you know, I may never win here again, who knows, but we've had a pretty good run here. We enjoy coming here, and we'll like to keep it going. So I don't want to look at that right yet and just say, hey, you know, four in a row we've done? Yeah, you don't, I mean, it's pretty crazy, but it's just 2 years. It's not, I mean, when you go two at a time, it's not that long.
5 out of 6, too, though. That's pretty cool.
That is true, yeah, 5 out of 6. And we went to the final at 1, didn't we?
Yeah, the 6th
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Thank you guys very much. I appreciate you guys sticking it out. This was a long, drawn-out process. Adios. Who was chewing on the mic?